This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Our top story this hour is here in the United States, where Southern California remains on edge after two major earthquakes shook much of the state. Measured at 6.4 on Thursday and 7.1 on Friday, the two quakes were the area's strongest in at least 20 years. The first was centered in the Mojave Desert, the second near the town of Ridgecrest, some 200 kilometers northeast of Los Angeles. Thousands of homes lost power, and there were fires and reports of cracked buildings along with gas line and water main breaks. The state's Office of Emergency Services is on its highest alert level. Mark Ghilarducci heads that office.
We know that there's been quite a bit of damage, and we know that there's been a lot of impact. So we are moving resources from these various agencies and departments that are represented here into staging area to get them as close as possible.
On damages in Ridgecrest.
Structure fires, mostly as a result of gas leaks or gas line breaks. There are gas line breaks throughout the city. There are also reports of water main breaks.
And he addressed himself to injuries. The news there was generally good.
We have not had any reports of fatalities yet, but we do know that there have been injuries. There's been a significant increased number of EMS calls to the 911 centers.
At this hour, aftershocks are still being felt in Southern California, and so there is continuing anxiety. National Guard troops have been activated to help. National Guard General David Baldwin.
That will include about 200 security forces, sustainment troops, which are logistical support, and aviation assets, including helicopters from the Army National Guard and cargo aircraft from California's Air National Guard.
To stay up to date on all the day's news, you're welcome to go online to voanews.com. There is also a VOA News mobile app. This is VOA News. There is a report of a new civilian bloodshed act in Syria, in western Idlib province. A Syrian war monitor says 13 people, including 7 children and 3 women, were killed today in what it called a horrific massacre. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights charges the air assault was carried out by Bashar al-Assad's warplanes and helicopters. The United States next week will consult with the United Nations Nuclear Agency over developments in the Iran crisis. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The International Atomic Energy Agency has granted the U.S. request for a meeting slated for this coming Wednesday. This week, the agency's inspectors confirmed Iran had surpassed the limit for stockpiling low-enriched uranium. And Tehran says it will continue to do so, hoping to force an easing of economic sanctions reimposed after the U.S. pulled out of the 2015 nuclear deal. Tensions have been on the rise and are escalating over a new incident in which authorities in Gibraltar detained a supertanker suspected of violating the embargo against shipping Iranian oil to Syria. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. President Donald Trump says he is considering an executive order to add a question to the 2020 census form, "Are you a U.S. citizen?" That was last part of a U.S. census more than a half century ago. Here's AP's Mark Sherman.
The census is held once every 10 years, and it's used to distribute seats in the House of Representatives among the states, and it's used to distribute hundreds of billions of dollars a year in federal money. The Census Bureau itself has said that adding a citizenship question to the census would have the effect of depressing immigrant participation and also participation of Hispanics.
That was Mark Sherman. The youngest member of Britain's royal family, Archie Mountbatten Windsor, is being christened in a private family ceremony at Windsor Castle. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
The 2-month-old son of the Duke and Duchess of Sussex will be baptized in a private chapel at the castle by Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, head of the Church of England. He will wear a lace and satin christening gown that was also used for his cousins, Prince George, Princess Charlotte, and Prince Louis. Parents Prince Harry and Meghan have faced criticism for not giving the public a glimpse of the event and declining to reveal the names of Archie's godparents. The couple plans to release official photos of the baptism later. Archie was born on the 6th of May and is 7th in line to the British throne. Zaria Shakili, London.
UN agencies are calling for the release of all refugees and migrants from detention centers in Libya. This comes in the wake of Tuesday's airstrike on a migrant holding center outside Tripoli, when more than 50 people, including 6 children, were killed. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.